Okay, today we begin Siman Reish Pei Vav. Hilchos Mezuzah, the Shulchan Aruch is very organized. It's Mesuder. Reish Pei Vav are the rooms or buildings that are chayiv in Mezuzah. Where you put it, what the Mezuzah looks like, all these things are in a separate Siman. And therefore, for the next 23 Sifim, and all those 23 Sifim you see on your pages, it's not that many pages. We're going to deal with the rooms in a home or outside of a home that are chayiv in mezuzah. Now you all know it says in the Torah, "Beisecha v'isha'arecha." Well, some people it says "Beisecha v'isha'arecha," depending on whether it's a shvana or shvana chadashim. But "Beisecha v'isha'arecha" is a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on your homes, on a bayis. Beisecha, it's mamayit certain types of batim, we're going to see later, and the shar. So the Shulchan Aruch begins Sif Aleph talking about the shar, and we're going to talk about it. Let's learn the Mechaber and see how many topics are in this one Sif. Elu ha-mekayim she-chayavim b'mezuzah. The following, let's say mekayim, I should say Elu ha-delosais, ha-psachim. Shechayavim b'mezuzah. If I say that it's not the door that's chayavim b'mezuzah, it's the room that's chayavim b'mezuzah. It just goes on the door. Echad sharei batim v'sharei chatzeres medinos v'iyaros. So number one, a sha'arim are entranceways, gateways, whether the gateways to homes, which would be pashit, or to a chatzer, that's a chiddush, a shar to an open area. To a chatzer is chayiv, okay, but a chatzer usually leads to a house. Medina is v'iyaris. That's a much bigger chiddush. A gateway to a country or to a the wall they're going to build by Mexico, right? They're going to have a that's walls to Medina is. What? It's not going to happen. There'll be no doors. Okay. It just lacks. V'iyarais, or cities. So that we see when you go to the old city of Yerushalayim, you see the sha'arim, which I think for the most part have mezuzahs on them. So that comes from this mechaber. So we're going to come back to it. I just want to break up how many chidushim we have. So topic number one are sha'arim. Number two, refes bakor velulin. Contrary to what most people think, and we're going to discuss the mistake people have, they think a place that has tzaya, a place that's filthy, is potter for mezuzah. A barn is potter. It says here, Shulchan Aruch, that's not that way. Shulchan Aruch says, refes bakar, velulin, chicken coops, you know what they smell like. And refes bakar, a barn, is chayiv in mezuzah. So we're going to come back to that, why it is that way. Number three, oitzrois yayin v'shemen. Doesn't say oitzrois. It says oitzrois yayin v'shemen, places you store wine and oil. It says topic number three. What? Oh, so we're going to discuss that if it's just oitzrois yayin v'shemen. Then beis ha'isha. Now a woman's home is a davar pashut. The Shach Dalid brings the Gemara that it says l'man yirbu yameichem, which is marbe nashi nami boichai. Women also have to live. So, Mamela women are chayavai, so we're not even going to discuss that. That's really a davar pashut. Beis hashutvim, that's our fourth discussion. Kulam chayav. Beis hashutvim, the Rama will argue, b'miktsas, so we'll get to it. So, we have this morning four discussions. Sha'arim, refes baka velulin, oitzrais, and beis hashutvim. Okay, that's going to be our discussion. So, we're going to discuss that. The Rama talks about it, and we're going to talk about it. What?
The isha, you're skipping it.
The beis isha is not a lot to talk about. It's just the havamina beisecha v'loy beisa, kamash pula, and that women are chayavit. There's really not a whole lot to discuss. Okay, the first discussion has to do with sha'arim. Now here, there's a very obvious kasha. Why are sharei medinais chayav in a mezuzah? A street is not chayav in a mezuzah. Why should a gateway that leads to a street, a gateway that leads to a house, I understand this chayav in mezuzah. But a sha'ar, which is sharei iyarais, why are they chayav? As a matter of fact, later in Sif Yudalid, It says Bayisha ain't like Tikra Potter. The Mechaba holds that a house that has no roof is Potter. So why should we'll talk about chutzah, but why should a gate to the old city of Yerushalayim, why should that be chayim? The old city of Yerushalayim is not a covered city. So why is it chayiv? So the Doglam Ravava asked the Kasha. Strangely enough, he doesn't ask it here. He asked it on Sifya Dalet. Sifya Dalet, Baisha, they took Rapata. Had the Shari Chayr, Chatzer, Shari Medinas Chayavim. So if so, why are Shari Chatzer is a Medinas Chayav? It's Ein Leitikra. So he answers by telling you, I am Barambam. I'll explain the Rambam to you in a minute. I am Barambam, Perifav, Alok Ches, Beis Yosef Khan. So I'll tell you what the Rambam says, but to appreciate the Rambam, I want to be magdim a basic hakira, which we're going to see as a machlokes hapaiskim, on why a shar is chayiv. Okay, you have a shar in your house. Where do you have a shar? When you come into most homes in Flatbush, you walk in, and then we have what we somehow call a foyer, which is usually about 2 steps long. And, right, you come into my house. You walk in, there's this, I hate to call it a foyer, it's not a foyer, it's like
hallway.
There are 3 steps, a hallway. There's a front door, then there's a space, then there's another doorway, and you go in again. You know, it's good. The house shouldn't get cold. When they open the front door, there's a second door that you could close. But that small area where you walk in, we all have a mezuzah on the front door, and then another mezuzah on the door that enters into the living room or whatever it is. However, a room that's not dalet al dalet is potter. If a room is not four amis, not four tfachim, a room that's less than 49 square feet is potter from a mezuzah. Beisecha v'sharecha, shar is chayiv. What's the hezber, what is the biur, and why is there no question it's chayiv? Why is it chayiv? So there are two possible biurim. We'll see in a few minutes how Paiskim discuss. One hezber, now this is a very sadistic declare. When the Gemara says that a room has to be dalet al dalet to be chayiv, when you have a room, you have a closet, it's less than dalet al dalet. So it's less than the shear of a room, it's potter. It's in the first parak in Sukkah. Gemara talks about dalet al dalet. The rule is that dalet al dalet is not A, B, C, D. And one of the things is, it's not chayiv mezuzah. You can learn that it's not a shear, like shear in Alach HaVishim Sinai, like a kazayis. It's usually that way, that a room that's not dalet al dalet, that's a shear of use. If you have a room that's less than dalet, it's a minimally used room. And that's why a room that's less than dalet al dalet is potter, because it doesn't serve a full purpose of a bias or of a dira. Mashenken a shar, even though it's less than dalet al dalet, it serves a full purpose. Everybody walks through, it's used. So memeil it's chayiv, because the shear of dalet al dalet, it's not a shiurim halacha mishum sinai dikadin. It's just a stoma de milsa, dalet al dalet is what's chayiv. Lo yitzur, you have less than dalet al dalet, and you get maximum use out of it, it'll be chayiv. This first biur is the sheet of the Chamudei Daniel. I'll show it to you in a minute, 2 minutes. But that's what he holds. He holds that dalet al dalet is not a shear. It's not shear in Ochish Mesinai. Dalet al dalet is stoma de milsa. If you have a bedroom that's less than dalet al dalet, that's not a real use of a bedroom. You have a kitchen that's less than dalet al dalet, it's not a real, it's a diras rucha. It's not a good dira. The second biur could be, no, dalet al dalet is a shear. If it's not dalet al dalet, you're potter for mezuzah. Aye, why is a shar chayiv in mezuzah? Because a shar is mishamish the inner room. The shar is not just mishamish itself. When I have a hallway in my house, I don't have it for the hallway. A shar, by definition, is a mishamish for all the other rooms. I want to go to my bedroom. I want to go to my kitchen. I want to go to my living room. So I have to go through the shar. The shar really is a mishamish of dalet al dalet. Now, the difference is, the second way I'm learning, the mechayiv of a shar is not the shar. It's the destination that the shar is used for. That is b'shamish adalad adalad ru. The first way I learn, a shar is chayiv be'etzem. It's a chiyukos of the shar. A shar is something which has use even if it's less than dalad adalad. What would be the nafkamina? So there, what?
On a city, but there's no
other. Well, we'll get to a city in a second. But a nafkamina lamaisa, or either shita, you should go to make a bracha.
It's two shah, one after another.
So maybe they're both mishamish, but there shouldn't be a nafkamina.
It
should be either way. Yeah, I think so. What? Oh, there's no room. Let's say I have a shah, it leads to a garden. It leads to a garden. I have, in my backyard, I have a garden area. It's not New York. It's more than Dalit Adalit, the garden area. And I make a nice shahr. I have a front gate and a shahr with a Tzuras HaPesach. And I'm going into my garden. Or I build a big outdoor pool in the back with a wall around it. And there's a gate. And there's a door to go in. Now that shahr, I don't mean just a gate to go in. I mean a shahr to go in. There's a door, and you go into a foyer, and then there's another one. What?
You have it outside over here.
You have it outside over here. Think about this one. Okay. Okay, think about attacking. But, so if you're going to learn the second way, that it's chayiv because of the ultimate destination, so it's potter. Because when you have such a hallway that leads to a swimming pool, a hallway that leads to a garden, gardens are not pesecha, they're potter. So if the shahr is chayiv, not because of itself, because of all about, but because of what it leads to, then if it leads to something that's potter, then you're potter. If you learn the shahr is itself chayiv, the first way, the shahr is a chiyuv onto itself, it's itself less than dalal adam, but it's a useful area, then it's chayiv. If it's a shahr, and the shahr itself has a tikra, and the shahr itself is an area, so it's mishamish as a hallway, and hallway is a shimish atzmi, then it's chayiv. So this is one nafkamina between the two ways to learn. The door leads into a hallway. Right, the hallway in my house.
The whole hallway is called the shahr?
No, well. I don't know what to use the word shahr. It's a question of semantics. Shahr itself is just a gate. I mean the base shahr, the entrance area. Like in Yerushalayim, they have the gates. You go to Shahr Yafo, so it's got an entrance way and there's area, and then you go in. So what I mean is that there's a shahr that leads to a base shahr. It leads to something. If that something there has to be something to be mitzadeh that it's mechayev. If you just have a gateway to a garden, it's certainly pata. A gateway to it, there's no shahr. Totally outdoor arch. So that has to do with Shari Yaris. That has to do with the Shaila. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, but Shari Chatzeiras has to do with a Chatzah, which is really a Mishamish of Abayas. Medina Yaris is better, because their courtyards were places they did.
Not for the
swimming pool. That would be called Chatzeiras, that would be called Ginais. But it doesn't matter. It says Yaris or Medina, as it says. It says the Chatzeiras, but in the Gemara, it was a bias, a Chatzah, and a Mavi, right? Like in Erevin. The Chatzah was a place people did private things for the house. So Lamaisa, this appears to be a Machlaikis. The Chamudei Daniel has a Chiddush Atzum, and it's in Pischei Tshuva, I believe it's Yod Aleph. Yeah. In Pischei Tshuva Yod Aleph, which is two more pages in your copies, it's a tremendous chiddush of Chamudei Daniel. I don't think we pass like this Chamudei Daniel, but the Pischei Tshuva brings it. And that Chamudei Daniel is going on the Shulchan Aruch where it says Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis. So he says, B'sefer Chamudei Daniel Ksav Yad Nira, Dafke Beis Dira Tzarech Dafke Shehei Dalet Amis al Dalet Amis Only a living quarters needs dalet al dalet. Avol beis shar, but a room that's an entranceway, umar peses, or a porch, begina, or a garden, afil less bu dalet al dalet chayavim. But these areas, even less than dalet al dalet, void nira, b'mishiyesh loy bayis gadol, v'yeshech hadarim k'tanim l'niyasham chafetzim, the chayav mezuzah. If you have a closet area, and it's less than dalet al dalet, it's chayav mezuzah. How does that have to do with this? He's going with this mahalach, that dalet al dalet is a shear for living quarters. If it's being used for something else, now he mentions gino, which we're going to have to discuss, but that's not the point. The point is, it's an area which is normal to have less than dalet al dalet. He says, Yechayiv, he learns the first way. So that dalet al dalet is not aloch yom sinai dikadin. Dalet al dalet is that stoma, living quarters, needs dalet al dalet. If you have a type of a room that doesn't need dalet al dalet, it's also chayiv, which I think is the first way that that we understood. Every closet will be chayiv, but I think it has to be a closet that you enter. If you don't walk through the doorway, it's not a doorway. If you have a closet where you stand outside and stick your hand in, I don't think that's a doorway. But any closet where a person enters the closet, that would be chayiv. Okay, so anyway, it seems that the Dagel Merivava holds this way. However, that the Chabudei Daniel holds the first way. However, the Dagel Merivava I showed you in the beginning. He says, why Ashare Iyareis Chayavim? He says, look in the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon, and I copy down the Lashon. Why are gateways to a city, Shayafo, why is it Chayavim Mezuzah? The Rambam says, Chayavim Mezuzah. Shahare Abatim, HaChayavim Mezuzah, Psuchin L'Saychan. He says a shahar is only chayiv because it ultimately leads to a home, and that home is chayiv mezuzah. The Rambam, Pashtus HaRambam, he's learning the second way we said. The Beis Shahar is not chayiv because of itself. The Rambam doesn't say the Beis Shahar is chayiv because it has a use. The Rambam says a Beis Shahar, Shiur Medina is a chayiv. Why? Because they ultimately lead to homes that are chayiv mezuzah. Since they lead to homes that are chayavim b'mezuzah, therefore the gate is chayav b'mezuzah, and that appears to be in line with the second way to learn. And as we'll see in a minute, we'll learn in our Sameach who holds this way and makes a nafkamina halacha l'maisa, that's negeya in practical terms. But that seems to be the Chalukah Deis. What?
The wall between the Medina doesn't lead to anywhere.
It leads to homes. It leads to homes.
On
the way in, it leads to homes.
It doesn't lead to Jewish homes necessarily. It leads to non-Jewish ones.
Yeah, so it happens to be that technically the gates to the old city are part of, for reasons Jews don't like to admit. And that's that rive of the people who live in the old city are not Jewish.
Right.
So if Rav are not Jewish, then certainly it's part of Mimizuzah. Could be even if one guy lives there, it's part of, we'll see in the Sunda Ramah, but certainly Rav, so really it's not Chayiv. But we put up Mimizuzah with the hope that soon we'll get smart enough to do it. What? You put up a shower. Yeah, what happens if you have a house and you everything's fine and you open a new door to the outside? Well, it serves a purpose. Someone put it there for a reason, right? They want to. Hey, you have a house, got plenty of doors, they make one more door, so it's fine. Well, whatever reason they bothered to do it, it's part of the house. Okay. It would seem that only if there's a base shahr, the base shahr is machayiv. According to the first way, it's certainly that way. According to the second way, it's lavdafka. Because that entrance way is mishamish the homes. And since it's mishamish the homes, so if it's chayiv, that's where it ultimately goes, then it's a chayiv by itself. Okay, so we're going to come back to this in Sif Yud Gimel. So we'll see. An elevator, I think we mentioned last week, there are chalukei deis about an elevator. The pashtus is that an elevator is a beishar. It leads to, it's a hallway, just like you have a hallway. You go in the hall, you go up a staircase, you get to the next floor, it's chayiv. If you go in and you get pulled up, it's also chayiv. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that an elevator is potter because most of the time it's a bar. If you open the door, you'd find a pit.
But it can't open and when it, the door. When
all right,
there's no
I'm
floor
not
there.
Sure. I don't know. I think the minig is to the minig by yeah. They say for us to put mezuzahs on door. I know. I think it should be chayim. The question is always: do you have to put one on every floor? If you just put one on the box, it's going up and down.
But the doorway.
Yeah, but on the ground floor, you need it the right side going in. On the second floor, you need the right side going out. So on the ground floor, you should put it on the right side going in. The other floors, it could be on the box, and it'll be on the right side going out. Okay. But if someone is on the path, is someone is... You go with the mezuzah. Take the mezuzah with you. Going in, you mean? But Derek Knesa, we'll learn later, goes by Reiv. Most of the time, what's the way in? And that's the way. Okay, what? If the room moves, you can have a svina. Well, a svina is potter, but
on a mobile home. Mobile home.
Okay, I don't know. So maybe there's some reason that a moving mezuzah is not considered kavua. Now we're going to come back to this when we talk about shutfis, because what it is nageya is apartment house doors. Apartment has doorways, if they're chayiv, and it's Hashem, we're going to get to it in a few minutes. Just as the fourth of the topics in Sif Aleph, so I have this thing about going to Seder. So let's go to Seder. So we have Shorim HaChayavais. We have to rethink the gates that we have to where we build the sukkah, so there's nothing there, there's no dira there. It's only potter. Coming in from the street, I don't think, is there a top? Yeah, I don't think it's a top, right? There's no tip on top, so there's nothing to be chayim here. Okay, the playing area, it's not really used much. Okay, let's go to the second topic here, Refes Baka Velulim, and I think that you'll be surprised to hear that bathrooms are not potter because of the tzaya that's in a bathroom. Really, that's not the reason bathrooms are potter. So, because their refes baka would also be potter. So I'd like to learn with you the Taz, and if you have an understanding of the chiddush of this Taz, we'll rethink the whole topic of why a bathroom is potter. Refes baka is potter. Now there's something called a refes baka, which is a place where you store a barn where you put your animals. They're there a lot of time. And then there's something that in Sif Bei is called the Beis HaBakar. Beis HaBakar is Chayiv and Mezuzah. Unless it's a place where women bathe. Why they're bathing in the Beis HaBakar? But that's what it says. A Refes Bakar is a barn where they spend more time. A Beis HaBakar is a place they spend less time. Now where exactly they're stored, let's take a look at this Taz. I'm not sure. But Refes Bakar, Bezel like Kosov in Navshin Raisa Sham. Koshkosim Beis HaBakar is a base. Beis HaBakar, it says if women bathe there, it's potter. Refes Bakar Yechayev. Why? If you should Beis HaBakar, Eina Bakar Sham Tadir. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not a farmer to know. The Beis HaBakar, maybe that's where they go at night. Where they go at night, where they store them at night. So the animals are not there all day. Aval berefes, but the refes, we're there most of the time. Yesh sam zevel abehemais tadir. Now, question. Trick question. What should be potter? The place where there's more zevel of the animals, or the place where there's less zevel? Okay, Tass is just the opposite. Listen to what he says. He says, the refes, yesh sam zevel abehemais tadir. The refes is filthier. Women don't go to bathe there. So therefore it's what? Refes? No. Chayim. This is Sif Aleph. Refes Baka, which is very filthy. is chayiv because there is nashim roisa sham. Kegs roisa biyuma. Vafilochi chayiv b'mezuzah, and it's still chayiv b'mezuzah. Only a beis habakar where the animals that are little, the p'tor is because the beis hamerchitz where women are roichtzais, that's the p'tor. Now, v'loy dami lebeis hakisei the daf is zueme. It's not like a beis hakisei. He doesn't explain why. We'll see in a minute. Right. V'nira the gam bezet tzricha mezuzah liyas mechusa kamish ksafti besifei. When you have a mezuzah and a refes baka with this zevel, you got to cover it. This is zevel. So for zevel, for shmutz, the eitzer is to cover it. It doesn't matter. It still smells. The what they use it for.
Fertilizer.
They used to make kalem out of it also. You know?
Yeah.
You'll buy such a kalem. Like a lot. Anyway, wait, let me finish. Why is a beis hakisei petura? So I'm going to tell you a chiddush, but it's not my chiddush. It's a machaber in Sivdalet. Why is a bathroom petura, potter? Beis hakisei, beis hamerchis, beis haborsiki, beis hatvila, peturim, lefisheinam asuyim lediras kavit. It's not because they're filthy. It's because they're not called a diras kavod. It's not considered to be a room of honor. It's not considered to be. I'll explain to you with the base of the Brikya. I'll explain a little what that means. But it means it's an inferior type of living quarter. You know, I had someone. I hope won't hear this tape. Who was kind enough, he redid the bathrooms in my house. My mother Lashon was sick, he wanted to have a bathroom for, he redid it. See, after he redid it, my wife, I didn't put any carpet, he bought whatever tiles he wanted, whatever, we're not into it. See, afterwards he shows me the bathroom, he sees what I did. He says, very nice job, it's beautiful. But you don't understand, the door opens this way, not that way. He says, so what's the difference? The old way, when you open the door, you could see the toilet. Now it opens the other way, you can't see the toilet, you just see the sink. So I asked him, what's wrong if people see I have a toilet in the house?
In the
I didn't understand the chachma. In other words, it's a chachma of a builder that when you open the door, you can't see the toilet. So what? What's the difference? I mean, if it's over flooding, I understand. You don't want anybody to see it. But there seems to be this hergish that it's not a dirus kavod, that there's something not nice about it somehow. And that's the p'tur of a bit. L'may nafkemina, when you have a washroom before the bathroom. And the yeshivas, they have usually a washroom, and then a place that has a large area, the washroom. If you would say it's because of the shmutz, then the washroom would be chayav mezuzah. But it's not. It's because it's ain't a dirus kavod. The washroom is potter. And now if the washroom is used for non-bathroom uses, maybe. But if it's used just as a mishamish to the bathroom, so it's just as potter as the bathroom. It's a mishamish to a dirish ena shel kavod. And memela, it's petura, beis hamerchitz, it's also petura. The petura is because it's not a dirish shel kavod, not because, sometimes people ask me, I change a baby's diaper in the room, should I have a mezuzah? Changing a diaper is a normal thing to do. It's not... It doesn't make it a zdira. You should have to cover the mezuzah. But the p'tur is not because it's dirty, it's because ene shall cover it. Now, sure, you store your sheep. You need your sheep. It's very important to have them there. It's a regular, you store your garage, where you put your Lexus is chayiv. So there are Lexus sheep also, you have a nice cow. The byproduct is the zevel. What are you going to do? But the farmer's happy he has animals.
The lulz of Talagaylam is tod, they're filthy.
They're all tod, they're filthy. They're all tod, they're filthy. The Taz is saying, Nafizuam is chayiv. The Nafiz Zuama is chayiv. Oh, Besaki say Nafizuama. So he's, I don't know if he means that. You can put the kama wherever you want. So it's not like a beis hakisei because this is nafi zuama, or it means it's like a beis hakisei, I don't know. But either way, you can't take away from the mechaber. The mechaber says, ain't a dirish kavod. Now, to explain dirish kavod, once you turn the page, I'd like to learn the Berkei Yais. I want to tell you beforehand, there's a big tumul about a beis asurim, about a jail, of a jail is chayiv mezuzah. both the Pischei Tshuva and the Rebbe.
Who has to put it up? The owner?
Well,
the Gaisha owner?
Okay, both the Rebbe Kiva Eiger and the Pischei Tshuva. Now, the question is a very good question. Give me a minute. I don't know. I haven't been there. I don't know how the tail looks exactly.
Every jail cell has a toilet in it.
All right. All those who have experience will leave me for a minute. The question is, if a Beis HaAsurim is Chayiv, Kivega just says, Beis HaAsurim Chayiv B'Mezuzah, Tadira Ba'Kocha Shmei Dira, Beis Shari Ephraim, Beis Hill Kosser Shepater. It's back on the other side. The Rebbe Kivega, on the first Rebbe Kivega, he brings the Machlokes of Shari Ephraim and the Beis Hillel, and Pesach Tshuva quotes others. In Pesach Tshuva Aleph, he quotes a Machlokes, the Marit, no, he brings B'Shem Tshuva Shari Ephraim. He brings also a machlaikis in the Berkei Yosef. Let's learn the Berkei Yosef. We'll learn the Din of Beis HaSurim, and Memela will also learn the Taich of Dirush HaKadosh. And then we'll come back. Berkei Yosef on the second side. Lefishenim HaSurim LeDirush HaKadosh. It's on the right side of the page in the column, on side 2, page 220 in your copies. You will note the excellent quality of the Shurin Consulting photostats, that you can read these small letters, except for Rabbi Shurin himself, who has bigger letters than everybody else. Okay. Now, okay, good. Berkei Yosef, Lefi She'enam Asurim LeDiras Kavod. Now listen to this. Mitam Zeh Kosav Rabbi Silul, Shebeis Asurim Patam Mezuzah. Lefi She'enam Diras Kavod. Loyaleinu, to be incarcerated, that's not covet. Devi Raya, listen to this, Perakama de Yuma, Gabilishus Perhedrin, that's where the Kayan Gadol was put the week before, 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Rabbi Yudah Chayiv, Rabbi Yudah holds the Echayiv and Mezuzah. Shalom Yom Ru Kayan Gadol Chavish Beveis HaAsurim. Mashra de Beis HaAsurim Pato Vishin Adiris Kavit, Zel Tarif Devarav. So he says that a jail is not a Adiris Kavit, and Mamela Yapata. V'imaya slicha, the Berkei Yosef says that the Beis Hillel should forgive me. I ikra didina pircha. He's wrong. The betabdiris kavod laimematina and la beis hakise merchitz uborsaki utvila. Ubeis asurim the less beitinov, the ba'irinon, laidamia klal lahani deinein v'sham arumin, v'leka reyach. The Berkei Yosef says the chsarn of dirish al kavod is either they stand there naked, or it has a unpleasant odor. The dafke kihani demerchitz borsekiu the kavasayim and dearest kavit. V'harei, now listen to this. Refes bakar velulin ubeis haetzim chayavin. A refes bakar is also not a dirishol kavit. A chicken coop is also not a dirishol kavit. Beis haetzim, you put your wood, that's a dirishol kavit. Chayavin v'wadem beis asurim. The zimnin tfei odif mehanach the mechayvi. He brought a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. That's not a raya. The Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say dira ba'karcha shmei dira, and therefore the lishchus parhadrin is chayv mezuzah and a jail. V'elintnais b'derech ha'pashid lahoy l'din v'loimar the chitligi hainu b'dira ba'karcha lebi beis asurim degarat fei. To say beis asurim is worse, that's arbitrary. Can say such a chiddush ve'im laharach b'zeh. Chayrisi b'sef ishari Ephraim. Simen pei gibel de harav hevi rai lebeis asurim b'sid yizu. V'rab b'nai b'agam b'farish l'chiyuv ayin sham. So therefore, it should be chayiv. Omnam, after he explains that he disagrees with the Beis Hillel, and the chsar, he says, of dina she'enek shel kavod is not the purpose that you're there, but the physical things that take place there. Omnam l'chayre shetzadin l'pitura v'beis asurim. Chayim Belazareth, Shiyasha Beb Yaimu, Lepavish Nechadashim, Apabokim Shishar, Bebayasul, Kolois Isman, Velekashim Sakara, Veloi Bizoi, the Metam, the Bekayves Elu, Ikra Vadiris Arai, Veladiris Kava, Vavale Kabatish of Besvira, the Kavasai, the Peturim. He says a totally different thing, that if a jail is made for short term sentences, so then it should be Potter because it's not a Diris Kva. It's made as a place where people pass through, even if it's more than 30 days, but it's not made on a permanent basis. So the Mele has a Zaitik of Torah. Now here, it needs a little bit of a hesper.
It's true.
According to this hotel, you don't need a mezuzah on the door for the same reason. Did you ever see a hotel with a mezuzah on the door? Okay. I'll tell you about a hotel. Just give me a second. What needs biur really needs an explanation. He's saying these four are potter because oimdim sham arumim v'yesham reyach. But a basic kisei is like a basic kisei. Mashenken refes bakar. Now refes bakar is also yesham reyach. He doesn't explain why it is that way. He seems to be saying that the Refes Bokar is made to be a place where Bokar are and Bokar come along with certain things. What about a bathroom? It doesn't stay. It doesn't have an odor. So that's why it's important to understand that it's al-dira she'ena dira shel kavod is the p'tor. It's not a room that's a covet.
Could be the difference between a barn and a stable. Like a barn, you don't have to have them sleep and go to the bathroom there. The stable, they do that.
Well, even the barn would be potter if not for the fact, would be chayiv if not for the fact that no shem reich to his shop. Otherwise, it would be chayiv. So, what we learned, and it's still, we have to understand klar the gedar hadvarim, we learn now is that four things are potter: a bathroom, a mikveh, a bathhouse, and a tannery. Those are potter, they're not the original covet. Masha'en kein, a place where animals are kept, even though there's a smell there, there's an odor, it's chayiv. It's chayiv. Why is the odor of a beis hakisei any worse than the odor of a refes bakar? I don't know. It seems to be, but the difference is a beis hakisei is made to be a place shareach. It's something you don't want to do in your house. You go to the bathroom to do it. Yeah. And a Revis Bakar is a use. It happens to have a smell because Bakar have smell. But that seems to be the Geder Hadvarim. A Revis Bakar is a normal storage area. So when the jail is temporary, he says, everyone would agree it's potter. When the jail is more permanent, that's where this machlokes is.
Who has to put the mezuzah up? The prisoner? Or the boss?
That's a good question. I don't know. It would seem that the one who lives there has to put it up. He doesn't want to be there. The jails that have open toilets in the cell, it's an interesting question. If a toilet is potter because of the smell, you're right. But if a toilet is potter because it's not a dira shel kavod, if the toilet is in the room and it's an open big room and you sleep there, that's a dira shel kavod.
The cell is less by 7x7.
What?
It's exclusive use.
It's not exclusive use, so it should be chayiv. The dira shel kavod should be chayiv. Okay?
Right.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the shurim later. I imagine the shurim will get to. No, Zuhama is no difference how high it is. The Zuhama, you have to cover it. By the way, you have to cover it twice. Yes. Maybe $10,000? $10,000? People spent $40,000, $50,000. Depends. Okay. I don't know. We have a taina. Maybe today's bathrooms are more dira shel kavod.
But they still wash it.
It's really a place you want to be out of. You know, it's something you don't want done in your home, so you put it aside. You have it separate. Okay. It's interesting. A hospital room, there's a debate if a hospital room is called a dira bal karcha, like a beis hasurim. Nobody wants to be in the hospital. So it's a dira bal karcha. There's a different p'tor in the hospital room. There's a different p'tor besides that, a short term, but there's a different p'tor that you don't have any bailus on the room. They can move you from a room to another. You don't get a choice. They can move you from one room to another. So if that's the case of Beis Hasurim, really should be a p'tor onto itself if it is that way. So okay, at any rate, that's topic number two. So Sha'arim was one. Refes Bakar, when you walk out of here, you should just remember this. Is a Refes Bakar chayiv a mezuzah? The answer is yes. Okay? That's not the gut feeling. I think in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph. But Lumaisa, a Refes Bakar is chayiv a mezuzah. Okay, we'll try to remember that. So a mezuzah, anything that has a Shem Hashem, needs a double cover. If someone goes into the into a bathroom, I mean the airport, he's got his tefillin in his bag or svarim in his bag, and he has his knapsack, and he wants to go into the bathroom. So when you're in a bathroom, a sefer that doesn't have a Shem Hashem, you have a mishnayis, it only needs one covering. A sefer that has a Shem Hashem needs two coverings. That's the Mishnah Berurah Psak, the end of Hilchos Tefillin. It has a Shem Hashem, it needs a double covering. If not, it's very interesting. What about this pocket? I have a chumash in this pocket. Is that a single covering or a double covering? On the one hand, it's in my pocket. On the other hand, there are two layers, because I can turn this pocket inside out. It's got its own cover. And then I have the outside of my jacket. So it's interesting, you know, I can't explain it, but the Mishnah Berurah said the following words. He says, in your machavin, that it should be two coverings, then it's two coverings. But if you don't think of it as two coverings, then it's only one covering. Why should that matter? Why should that matter? Not sure. It's a union of covet, so covet means the way you think. I'm not sure. So Mishra says, if you have it, should be two, it's two. If not, it's one. No, but the box is not adequate. Why is the box not good enough? No. They're not enough. Like Rashi and Tysus and Megillah, because the Yud is one of the Isis of Shakai. The Yud of the Shalyan is not in the box, and the Kesher of the Dal is not in the box. So the big is the covering. Yeah. So the tefillin talus is enough. Yeah, that's plenty. If you have a chumash stuck into a knapsack, you have to make sure to put clothing on the other side of it or something. You should have a double layer. It should have a double layer. Yeah, the plastic, Mishnah Berurah says, if one is transparent, it's good. If they're both transparent, it's not good. But if one is transparent, even the other one is not, so it's also
adequate. If you're carrying Mishnah, you put it in a plastic bag around it, and then you put it in your knapsack, so is that considered...
You don't need a Mishnah, only needs one covering, because it doesn't have the name of Hashem in it.
At the end of every Mishnah, it puts the psukah for the husband with Hashem's name in it.
No, it has a hay.
What is the Mishnah Berurah based on then? Your Makabe and
I don't know, I told you, I'm not sure what the hell. Okay. If it's miyuchad and not attached, then it's good. If it's a talus, it's still a good covering. It's still Mishmur says still a good covering. Gemara seems to say it's not happening. I think so. Alright, so we covered topic number two. Topic number three, Oitzris Yayin Vishemen. What are the Gedarim of Oitzrai? So I mentioned to you last week that there's some level of disagreement if the p'tur of Oitzer is only something you mishamish to your house. Oitzer Siyayim V'shemen is a room that you use when you live. You live in your house, you store your pantry, every once in a while you go there, you have your wine cellar, you go there. What about, you have a shed where you put your sukkah. You don't go there a whole year. You put your sukkah there. Right before, maybe you put your Pesach dishes there, but you store your long-term things, the things that you don't need. Is that type of an oitzer chayev or not? I mentioned to you last week that there's a certain amount of disagreement, really, very much up to contemporary times, what the gedarim of an oitzer might be. What's fascinating is that I found in the Bir Halacha, Simin Shin Nun Ches. Why? What's that? Why is he talking about that? The Bir Halacha, that's Hilchis Erevin. What does that do with Erevin? It's fascinating how Torah is. I don't know how I found this. I found this was in my notes. I've forgotten about it totally. But here is a Halacha of Beis Asayim Shalei Hukuf Ladira. If you have a large area, Beis Asayim, not so gigantic, 100 amis by 50 amis. A beis asayim shalei hukuf ladira, even if it has a wall around it, you're not allowed to carry there. You're not allowed to carry. If you go to a park and they have tennis courts, and you go on Shabbos and it's got a fence all around it, or a baseball field, a fence all around it, it's also to carry there. Because that's a beis asayim shalei hukuf ladira. It's not hukuf for living purposes. And some people tell me, if tennis is not living, so what's living, right? You could argue the point. But if it's like hook of ladir, if it's a place made to get out of your home, then it's then you're not allowed to carry there. The Mishtabrura, the Bira Loch at Shinya Nunches on the Machaber, call Shaloi Hokel Fadira, it's not Hokel Fadira, can Ganais or Pradesim or Burgenin. This is the Iker Din. Bir Halacha. Interesting. Hadavat Tzorach Bir B'miktsas. I don't know why B'miktsas. He says this needs explanation. Bishlama B'chotzer Sheikh Tama Mishun D'chotzer Munachin Sham Kama V'kama Devarim Shetzorach Lai B'chosha V'sha. If you have a chotzer, you have your courtyard by your house. So that's Hukif L'dira. Because you store things, munach and kama devarim should tzarach lay b'chol shah b'shah, u'bishvil zeh mikri dira. That's a dira. U'kumay ke mukta, shurachav v'shachari abatim. The mukta was the storage area in people's backyards. Rashi in Erevin says they used to store the firewood there. So, shagam u'nishah munach and tzarachi dira say, el sheh sheh tashvi sheh tadeh kumay chatz. So that's also considered dira. It's something you use all the time, kumay shkasa v'ritvah. Rashi, Rachav, Shabbat, and Kari Mukta. Rasim, Misham, Eitzim, La'itzim, Akan, L'shayne. Aval, Dir Visar, Maitama. Tzarchloi, Misham, Afal, Pishen, Shaya, Klala, Beisai. Afal, Piken, Kivin, Shiyaitzim, Vinich, Misham, Tadir, La'ayin, Al, Hazevel, Vagav, Lachloi, Vaisam, Veligzai, Vaisam, Kamakim, Dira, Say, Damya. You know what the Bir Halacha is saying? He's saying that it's only considered Hukaf L'dira, a storage area, that you go there occasionally. Either you use things to the house. He says, what about a barn? He says, a barn, you also go to milk the cows or to supervise the zevel. I don't know what supervision it needs, maybe. But so that's why it's chayiv. It sounds from this Bir Halacha pretty clear that if you have a storage area where you just go once a year, you store your sukkah there, you store your Pesach dishes there, something like that, that such an area should be part of a mezuzah. That's what it sounds like. Some people, what? B'dichas chametz is totally in whether you bring, whether it's a derech to bring chametz there. So it's also, I don't know if from there it's a proof, but here it's more of a dimyon. Here you have the word dira, and the Bir Halacha seems to say that if you just use it, you don't go back and forth from it, that it's not a dira. Now whether Hilchos Mezuzah is exactly totally in this, I'm not sure, but it certainly is mustaver to be some sort of a raya, the definition of dira. In Nigris Maisha, I'll repeat a tshuva to you. You'll tell me which way it's a raya. Okay. In Nigris Maisha, the first Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, he has the following tshuva. He has a tshuva to someone who rented an otherwise empty building, an otherwise empty room, and he uses it 2 days a week to bake matzahs there. 2 days a week he goes to bake matzahs. The rest of the week he has no right to be there. It's empty. So the first shaila is 2 days a week. Is that a dira? So Ramesha writes that it's not. That's called diras arai. You go there 2 days a week just to bake the matzahs. That's called diras arai. It's part of that part, no problem. Then Ramesha says, you store your things there. They don't take out the oven and the reidloch and the mixing bowls. They don't take it out. They leave it there. So it should be chayiv. You're leaving it there a whole week. So Ramesha writes, a place where you store things, not because you want to store it, just mishum shanisharu sham, because they remain there. It's not that you didn't rent it as a storage area. You rented it as a baking area. When you finish baking, some stuff remains. It says what remains there, that's not called a beis ha'itzim, because it remains there. That's Ramesha's tshuva. So, how does that impact our shaila?
Is it hefker?
Of course, it's not hefker. You don't.
I mean, you don't care about it.
You care about it. You want you. You left your oven. You want to come back and find your oven there. You want to bake matzahs.
In a garage, you just put it in.
The other 5 days, they have no right to use. They're renting it for 2 days. They have it in storage. You know, sometimes.
But your garage is parked because you only put your car there because you don't want to get a ticket on the street. You don't want to leave your car in the garage. It's stuck. You know, room, so you leave it there. It's stuck. It's not that you want it there.
So why don't you sleep in the street? You're just stuck. You need a house to sleep in. I don't know. That's putting it away. I don't know. And it sounds like Ramesh is saying a side p'tur. He's not saying it's not a beis ha'itzer because you're not mishtamish with it all the time. That's not what he's saying. saying it's not a Beis Haitzah because Nisharu Sham. They just happen to remain there. Remaining there is not a Haitzah. Sounds like it's not a Ptur Be'etzem because you're not using it from your house. You know, maybe because you're using it 2 days a week. I'm not sure how to bring a raya from there to here. Certainly that shuva by itself is a significant shuva. So we have this klar by Beis Haitzer. I think Rav Chaim Knievsky I should show you his sefer. He has a wonderful sefer on Hilchas Mezuzah. Rav Chaim Knievsky writes Beloshen Suffolk. He has an asterisk on his. He has the Mishnah Brura on Hilchas Mezuzah. In the back, on Mesechtes Mezuzah, he has Tikkun Torah. In the back, he has a Mishnah Brura on these simanim, and he has there an asterisk, and on the bottom, declare if Beis Hadira, a Beis Haitzer that you don't use all the time. If it's chayiv or it's not chayiv. So that's topic number three. So we covered the klar about a shar, the explanation of a refes, and oitzreis, the same shiloh. The hotels I mentioned, if they can move you in and out at their will, it's pater. Also, in chutzlar, it's less than 30 days is pater. The Ma'adim Ismanim says in Eretz Yisrael, a hotel, even 1 day is chayiv. He says, by a chasana, some people have a chumrah that the chasan rents the yichud room from the hotel. So he says, it's a nice chumrah to rent the yichud room, but if you rent the yichud room, make sure you put up a mezuzah. So now it's your room. And in Eretz Yisrael, even 1 day, you have a mezuzah. And then you can't take it off, because if it's Jewish owned, okay. I don't know if the Hilton is Jewish owned, but... Okay, the last and the most lomdish of all is the Beis HaShutvim Chayav, Kulam Chayavim. Okay, what does Beis HaShutvim Chayavim mean? V'davka, Dr. Ramah. There's a big tumult if this Ramah is explaining the Mechaber or arguing with the Mechaber. I want to tell you a klal. I remember the first time I saw it, we were learning Hilchos Malicha Barav Pam in Simas Samach Tes. There's a klal about the Ramah. Sometimes he argues with the Mechaber, but he sort of fools you. He doesn't say v'yesh chayokim. The Mechaber says something, and then he says like here. The Mechaber says v'yesh hashutim chayavim. So Ramos says v'dafka. When is v'yesh chayokim? Only in this case and not in that case. It doesn't dafka mean that the Mechaber held that way. That's what the Taz says there in Hilchos Malicha. So whether the Mechaber holds that way is a discussion. Let's learn the Ramos. V'dafka k'shebeis hashutim Yisraelim. Of course, if two Jews b'shutfis own something, of course it's chayiv. Aval b'yishal Yisrael v'yikachavim v'yashutfim of a guy and a yid. How many goyim and how many yid? Patim in mezuzah. Before you turn the page, shach vav. Kivat shemiksas Yisrael v'yikachavim. Because part of it belongs to a guy, so you're pater. That's his first reason. Very big difference of two reasons. His first reason, Mixus is a guy. If you look on the Taz, Shutfis Marbina Midiksiv Yibru Yamechem, and Vikachavim May Loimarkay. So, first reason is Shutfis of a guy is part of it. Now, that's even if you have one guyish a Shutif and 10 Jewish Shutfim. Shutfis of a guy is part of it. Now, look at the second reason of the Shach. See, second reason? Vigamishum Sakana. It's a sakana to put up a mezuzah. They shall yamer avik kachavim she Yisrael oise meisik shafim. Now that changes everything. That means betzim yichayim. Betzim yichayim a mezuzah according to the second reason. Just mishum kshafim you don't do it. Vishen chayim shatei shai yareis. Ptur maitam mishum sakana k'nisa b'shas. Loi kalavu teres kain mishakos ratam. Shum b'siv l'man yibu yamechem v'kachavim ein chafetim b'ze she'ein mekayim in atayim. What? Well, today they're not chayshish v'ksak shafim. Some guy may ask for mezuzahs. They want a fishmira. I'll explain in a minute. You're right. Finish the Ramah on the second side. Chaseirais ayiyarais. It means the same. Chavim darin shamptur mezuzah. If you have miktsas avikchavim, he doesn't even say rive. He says miktsas avikchavim live there. It's potter me, potter. The Shach says, "I fill a ruban Yisrael peturim," unless it's Mishum Sakana. We'll have to see. Now, what is this tumul about? He writes in the Shach that in Krakow and Prague, Kavush Yarm Berchayvus Yehudim, the Skarim Belaylo, Velay Kavusham Mezuzis LaElam, Velay Tamishum Sakana, Shach Zayin. Okay? And that's what he brings. Now, obviously, if it's Mishum Sakana, it has nothing to do with Shutfis. Just Diba Bahaiva. Sakana is always part. Now, here, there's an Arsameach. The Arsameach wrote a tshuva, which probably would have gotten lost, except that the printer stuck it in the Arsameach al Rambam, which remained with us. The Arsameach has a shaila he was asked about an apartment house. The front entrance door of an apartment house of its chayiv b'mezuzah. Now, what's the shaila? There are really two parts to the shaila. One, the front enters to a shaar, to a hallway. It's more than dalet al dalet. So shaila number one is the shaar chayiv. Shaila number two, is it chayiv because it leads to a Jewish home? And I mentioned at the beginning that there's a tzad that the shaar should be chayiv because of where it leads. That's Lashon HaRambam, because of where it leads. So the Arsameach in his tshuva says that there are two dinim. There's a din beisecha and there's a din of bisharecha. In the din of beisecha, we're memayit shutfis of a guy. Beisecha and not shutfis of a guy. So if you have a place, you rent an office, you have an office, and you have a lot of desks in one big room, or one big office, some are Jews and some are Goyim. It's one room used by both. So Shutfis is Pater. That's what the Ramah says. Shutfis, Yehudi Va'akum is Pater, in the Din Beisecha. However, in the Din Bisharecha, he says there it's different. The entrance way to an apartment house, that's the hallway being Chayiv. So even if there's one guy, it's Pater. It's not Sharecha, it's a Shutfis of a guy. However, if what's Mechayim the Shar, Dar Sameach learned the second way in my original clarity, that a Shar is not a Chiyuv Atzmi, or at least not only a Chiyuv Atzmi. A Shar is Chayiv because it's Mishamish the apartment. If the apartment is an apartment that's only owned by Jews, so then the Shar should be Chayiv. It's Mishamish the Jew's apartment. At times it's Mishamish the guy's apartment too. So the Arsameach tells this to a sugya in Hilchas Shabbos, actually Gemara and Beah, which says that you go al das roiv. The Gemara there says if a guy does malacha for a city, he lights a bathhouse. Shabbos afternoon, he lights up the bathhouse, people should be able to come at night. If it's roiv goyim, he does it al das goyim. If it's roiv yehudim, he does al das yehudim. So he says the following. He says the Ptur Beis Secha, not Shutfis, even one guy in 10 Jews. That's when you have one room that's used by everybody. It's used by Jews and Goyim alone, Potter. However, the lomdus of a Shar is that it's Mishamish, the ultimate destination. So you have an apartment house. And the ultimate destination of this Shar is that it leads to Jewish homes. So then the Shar is Chayiv, but tonight that it's Roiv. If it's right in, then it's Chayiv. No, the only Chayiv is Hadar. The owner of the apartment house is never Chayiv. The landlord is part of it. The Shutum HaChayiv and the Mezuzah. All the Shutum HaChayiv and Mezuzah. And one Mezuzah on the front. Now, if it's a Sakana, it's a Sakana. But otherwise, it's today it's not a Sakana. And therefore, the Arsameach holds it's Chayiv. So first of all, you have his Psak. And secondly, you see in the Lumdis, he agrees with the Lumdis I mentioned in the beginning, that the lomdus of a shar is that it's mishamish the destination where it's going to, which is a kula Yehudi destination. Rive of the apartments that the shar leads to. That the shar has to.
So if you have a live-in maid,
he's a sakana. It's a sakana. Bizei also, if something will happen, you don't have to put up. Is that the mitzvah today? I don't think so.
So if you have a live-in,
all right, Sif Beis next week. I want to ask you to excuse me. My grandson has a Haskalas Gemara, and I'm speaking there. It's a Rebbe in the Yeshiva, so I have to run.